And 107.5 FM, W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The death toll from Friday's terror attack in Moscow now stands at 133 people, according to Russian authorities. ICE is claiming responsibility for the attack. 11 people have been detained, according to Russian officials. Despite international calls to reconsider, Israel is pressing forward with an expected invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Humanitarian groups say the invasion will dramatically worsen the humanitarian crisis in Gaza as hundreds of thousands of refugees are in Rafah. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and more than 50,000 Americans expected to die of the disease this year. Dr. Craig Eagle is a developer working on a test to try and detect colon cancer early.
It measures the DNA that's generated from cancer, and if they have that broken DNA, then that raises the flag that they need to have some sort of follow-on to confirm that.
Researchers say high-fat diets and a lack of exercise increase the risk of colon cancer. This is ABC News. A man accused of boarding a flight from Los Angeles to Austin this week without a boarding pass now facing a felony stowaway charge.
According to the felony complaint, Wyclef Florizard taking photos of multiple passengers' phones and or boarding passes while they were not looking. According to the complaint, using his phone as a boarding pass to get on the flight to Austin, Texas. A flight attendant noticed that there were no seats available on the plane and approached him to assist. The plane returning to the gate where Florizard was met by law enforcement officers. According to the complaint, Florizard admitted he had made a mistake and was only trying to get home.
ABC's Zorin Shah. United Airlines says federal regulators are increasing their oversight of the company following a series of recent issues, including a piece of the outer fuselage of a plane falling off mid-flight. The FAA says it routinely monitors airline operations and in a statement says it will focus on compliance, identifying hazard, and mitigating risks. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Allbush Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Yeah, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Just after 8 o'clock here on Civic Media, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin from Madison, Wisconsin. Original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, or online at LazyOafLounge.com. And by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Now 3 locations in Madison, Eastside, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at HerbalAspect.com. Speaking of Herbal Aspect and cannabis in general, let's do some Natty Nation right now. Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music.
Rockers to put you to the test. No matter what the time of day, youth bringing roots. What the people say, they want the roots. It don't matter who they think they are, they'll never be no big, big star. I just wanna be a roots rocker, just wanna be a showstopper. Youth bring roots, man. What you say, yeah, youth bring roots. Man, AI, youth bring roots. You told on, got to be strong, cause you have responsibilities, yeah. Yes, you do, Lord. You stay strong, yeah. You got to move on, cause you have responsibilities to make a better life for you and me, yeah. Time of day, youth bringing roots. What the people say, they want the roots. Yeah, sometimes in situations I got to say, I wonder why the people like the way they do. When it comes to music, all I know is the truth. Yeah, youth bring roots, man. Say, ah, youth bring roots.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music, Natty Nation there from 1996. That's an old song right there. The Journey Has Just Begun, off the album. That was the name of the album. That was Youth Brings Roots. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K with Rocker KJ hanging out with you. We got Robert Love coming up in just a couple of minutes from to tell us about his debut of the movie A Time to Die, plus Live in the Lair with Linda Nazeros and Max St. Kevy coming up at 10, and an interview with Conniption and M. Shell after 10:30, Rocker.
Jimmy, The Journey Has Just Begun was Natty Nation's first album, and they were actually the 12th cover of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine that very year. It was December 1996.
Oh, wow.
Wow, there's some history for you right there.
That's right. We're just a small knit family here in the music scene of Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Aaron Conkle is the longtime keyboardist for Madison reggae legends Natty Nation, and recently his equipment was stolen from his automobile at a show up in Minneapolis.
Ooh.
Now, with a GoFundMe in place, which will never replace a prized instrument, Aaron Conkle is here to give us information to keep our eyes and ears open and tell us about it. Aaron, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. What's up, Madison? How you doing?
You know, it's just a terrible situation, something that all musicians almost fear. And we wish you were here under better circumstances, but you experience the horror that all musicians worry about and some face. It's a reality of gigging. In simple terms, just tell us what happened.
Well, I played a gig at Dakota Jazz Club in Minneapolis with the People Brothers Band. Sold out, phenomenal show. It was just an absolutely great venue, staff, food, everything was beautiful. It was a great night. Went out, went to an after party at a rooftop. It was great. Went to Pizza Luce for some late night pizza. Yeah, it was just one of those like great nights. And I'd played the night before with Natty Nation and in La Crosse at the Popcorn Tavern. So it was just like a great weekend of music on the road, classic. And then went and stayed at a hotel that just right by the Dakota Jazz Club. Fancy hotel, and got there about 2:30 in the morning, went to sleep, woke up, got a late checkout, 1 o'clock, which is like, you know, a luxury in our world, since we get there so late, you know.
Right.
Yeah, saw that my tailgate was ajar, opened it up, and wow, it's just all gone.
Now, you said that they had a really nice parking garage, and you were actually parked in the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got film.
Nope. No cameras.
Nope.
No cameras?
Seriously? You would think so,
oh,
right?
Man.
It's such a helpless feeling. I mean, I don't know if we've all been, but I personally have witnessed or been part of, you know, my house being robbed once. Mm-hmm. Walking in and seeing stuff gone. It's a horrible feeling, man, when your stuff has been stolen and you've been invaded, basically.
Yeah, just, it's like a deep sense of, like, violation of personal space. And, yeah, there's really no, unless you've been through it, there's really no way to explain it.
Tell
us
about the instrument that cannot be replaced.
Okay, well, so it's a Moog Prodigy, but, it was broken in a way. It's like, the pitch bend was actually, like, it, for whatever reason, it didn't do the pitch bend. It did a different thing where it like kind of like changed the timbre of it. So it was kind of go like, whoa, whoa. So like even if I get another Moog Prodigy, it's not going to be the same. And I've had that since 1999. I got it the early days of eBay.
Oh,
wow.
That's heartbreaking.
You know, I've had it forever since way before I joined Natty Nation. Yeah, and it's like my favorite thing. Like, I just recently posted a video of me playing it, you know, because I was like, you know, the mama synthesizer player of the year last year or whatever. And I was I should probably.
Congratulations on that. Well, that video could come in handy then.
Well, right.
So we can
exactly.
See what this thing looks like.
Yeah, it's right on my Instagram, just at Akeysy, AKEYSY.
Well, I'm sorry to hear all that. That just stinks all the way around.
Thank you.
Fellow keyboardist in the music scene, Joe Burby, quickly set up a GoFundMe campaign to help you out. So thanks for that, Joe. So what does it mean to you to have that kind of support?
There's really no words. It's like the most humbling thing. I just called him because I knew it happened to him when he was in Chicago a few years ago. And I was like, what do you do? Like, I just like, you know, my mind's kind of jumbled. Like, I made the police report, filed the insurance, like did all the things. But I just was like, you know, hey, like, what else is there to do? And then, you know, he was like, well, yeah, you know, like, we'll take care of you. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then, like, by the time I got home, he had posted it and set it all up because I was five hours away. I spent all day doing the police report and everything. By the time I got home, it was already a bunch of money. People were donating. It was like,
that's wonderful.
And like at this point, it's like so much money. It's insane. I'm like so humbled.
The amount of support and love that comes from our music scene. I mean, we were talked about this last week with the American Dead, with that GoFundMe or Kickstarter. And it's just amazing when people give like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know that people support you, but to actually like see like, and like, just like the messages that I'm getting, the personal messages from people I've never heard of, people I haven't talked to in, you know, decades, you know, just like sending in a bunch of money and just saying nice things and sharing it. And like, you know, just talking about what I mean to them, you know, it's like, you usually don't hear that stuff.
Right.
So like, that's a huge blessing.
How do we find the GoFundMe? What's the name of it?
It's called Aaron Stolen Keyboard Fund.
Perfect. Perfect. So what else got stolen besides the Moog?
My Nord Electro 2, which had all kinds of saved sounds in it. Especially, I used to be in a band called Star Persons, and we had, two full banks of sounds that I would only use
all
for that
band. All that labor, all those hours.
And just, the comfortability of, being on stage playing your own rig and, knowing which button to press, when you want to do a certain thing. I'm going to, learn new instruments, and they'll be great, and, super thankful for all the money, the resources and the ability to rebuild my rig, but it's just not ever going to be the same.
Yeah.
And that's just brutal.
Right now, the GoFundMe is at 208 donors. Whew. And the amount raised so far is $11,940 out of $15,000 for a goal. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
And all you have to do is I just went to Google. I typed in Aaron Stolen Keyboard Fund, and it popped right up. If you're listening to the show tonight, help a brother out and maybe pitch in a couple of bucks. We'd like, it'd be very nice of you to do that. Aaron, what's coming up with Daddy Nation? What kind of shows do you have coming up?
So our next show in Madison is 420. It's our...
What? 420? Our 420,
I know. You never would have thought. At the High Noon Saloon with Dub Foundation, Polyrhythmic Roots, which is my other band. Dub Foundation, Ja Boogie, just did a lead singer of Natty, just did a solo album with Dub Foundation. Which you guys have featured here. And then also DJ Trichrome.
And I noticed that your sponsors are very familiar to us.
Yeah.
Honeybee Cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And also Ignite Glass and Gifts.
An hour ago.
Yeah. And nice. let's Legalize Wisconsin, Indigenous Cannabis Industry Association, and the Great Midwest Hemp Fest as well.
Nice. So. That show's where again? I didn't catch
that. At the High Noon Saloon.
What was the date again? I didn't catch that.
420, is a Saturday this year.
Nice. Which is a tradition for Natty Nation to play the High Noon on 420, is it not?
It is. It's not quite the annual tradition like Black Friday is or Bob Marley's birthday, which we do those every year. 420, just generally when it lands close to a weekend.
I like your two examples, Black Friday and Bob Marley. Well, two things that could
Black
be.
Black Friday and Green Friday.
Well, yeah, I mean, Black Friday is it's like our antithesis. Yeah. This is like the anti-Black Friday show.
So another little factoid about 420.
Yes.
So April 20th in Madison is Ben Mazel Day.
Yes, it is.
And we played the first Ben Mazel.
That's right.
Yeah, at the Barrymore Theater. Barrymore, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aaron, thank you so much for coming in tonight, sharing your story with us. I'm sorry this happened to you, but I think the community is rallying around you to get you back on your feet and get some new instruments, man.
I super appreciate it so much. Thank you guys for having me, and thanks to the whole Madison community.
All right. Let's do some more Natty Nation right now. It's a brand new world. It's almost 420.
A new world I die. Where we want, where we want. Brand new world. A brand new world. Said if you want to see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Why oh why oh why? Come along now, people. Listen what I said. Seeds of love will be planting in the four corners of this earth. Seeds of love will be growing, spreading all around. Sower me with your blessings, my God. Water it, water it. With caring and sharing, nourish it, nourish it. With a little understanding, music is the tool. Well, we'll planting the seeds of love in your mind. Seeds
of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds of love. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Brand new world.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
invested more and more.
Foundation with Job Boogie, Captain Smooth. That was Manifesting Dub on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's from the 2023 album Spiritual Dub. We had to play that since Jaw's name was invoked earlier, and just made sense to do it after Natty Nation, right?
Right.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K with Rocker, KJ, Max Inc. on Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text from the Civic Media app. And we're doing that contest, the Ride Into Spring contest this coming week, Rocker. You get your keyword and then text that keyword inside the Civic Media app. You can win some prizes. You can win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort up in Wisconsin Dells. Get the app right now. We got a nice link for you to get that app at maxincradio.com. May 18th and 19th. That's the date that I'm excited about, Rocker, because we're going to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're doing Max Inc. Radio live in Titletown at the WGBW Studios, Rocker. It's Whammy Weekend. It's going to be a good time.
That is going to be an awesome time, Jimmy. We're going to be broadcasting on Saturday night, and there will be live bands. There will be a stage out on the city deck in Green Bay and just on the street from where we'll be broadcasting at WGBW. And the great Green Bay logo is right there on City Deck. People love to take their picture in front of it. And then, of course, on the 19th at the Epic Event Center up in Green Bay on Holmgren Avenue, it's going to be the 42nd annual Whammy Award ceremony. And, you know, final round of voting just began, Jamie, at whammy.org. You can go there, vote, and then May 19th, it's the celebration.
And you're voting for, it's kind of like the Grammys of Wisconsin music. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to vote for your favorite female artist, male vocalist, saxophone player, drummer. You can vote for your favorite local music podcast and favorite local music radio show.
I wonder who I would want to vote for.
Yeah, I wonder, KJ.
It might be Max Inc.
Well, remember, Whammy is the Wisconsin area music industry, and they're a nonprofit volunteer organization that is dedicated to promoting and recognizing the achievements of musicians in Wisconsin. They were founded in 1980. And Whammy does, they provide a lot of services to musicians in Wisconsin, including networking opportunities, educational resources, and annual the Whammy Awards. And so now they actually had in their charter since the very beginning to give away scholarships. But this year was actually the first year that they're finally able to do that.
Nice.
So they've been under new leadership for a while. I think it really shows.
It's Whammy. It's going to be a great weekend. Mark it on your calendar. Come see us. May 18th, we'll be broadcasting from WGBW. You're invited. Hope to see you there. And, of course, on Sunday the 19th is the award show at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. It's Whammy Weekend. Get more information at WAMI.org.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the spaceship.tv today. The spaceship.tv.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. So happy to have you along with us. Live in the Lair, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Linda and the Zeros. They're going to rock. We're going to dance tonight, rocker. Mm. I can feel it. Feel it in my hips. There's going to be some gyration happening.
Right.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait.
But first we got to kill zombies.
Jimmy, Bob Love made a movie. But the only love in this movie is probably the love that happens while eating your brains. It's a zombie movie. A Time to Die is written and directed by local filmmaker Bob Love and filmed in Madison with local talent along with a few cameos from local music scene stars. The film premieres this Friday, March 29th at the Overture Center in Madison. Bob Love and zombie Steph Quinnell are here in the studio tonight. Bob and Steph, please don't eat my brains. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, all I can say is Steph was the zombie, so it could happen.
I'm just happy there's glass between us now.
That's you know, is there a history to like zombies eating brains? Why do zombies eat brains?
Well, as a director, I can't really speak to that, but I think our resident zombie.
I've actually done a little bit of research on that.
Oh, really?
I'm a little bit of a method actor, so I tried to study on that. There is a philosophy that the endorphins that kind of flow through the brains keep the pain down from the decomp of the body.
Ah.
So you
kind
of staving off the pain and the suffering, I suppose.
I mean, does it really hurt a zombie? Are they feel pain when like their arm falls off?
You know, I was really fast, so I never really felt pain. I was eating a lot of people for the movie.
I did see the trailer, and I saw you, you know, taking care of business a couple times.
Wow. Bob, you formed Jinx Films 3 years ago when you left the video game industry to make independent films. Is that like quitting your job to join a band?
That is exactly quitting a job to be in a band. I had climbed the mountain about as far as I was going to get as a writer, director, and video games. I love Raven Software. I love the people there. I got to work with A-list actors, and I'm directing mocap in these huge studios, but I wanted more. So I got into independent film, and I get to work with talented actors right here in Madison.
Wow. That's a great story. A Time to Die is a horror movie, but also a comedy. Tell us a little bit about the movie. How different is this zombie movie from other zombie movies?
Well, for our price range, we're a $20,000 budget, and we blow everybody else out of the water that's in our price range, and I'd even put us up against something that was 10 times our budget. Our actors are great. Our writing, of course, is fantastic.
Oh, of course
it is. We got it all. And our fight scenes are phenomenal. The actors, they train for that.
How do you raise money for the budget. I mean,
you haven't seen me out on State Street with the sign saying "We'll direct for money."
Sure. I've seen you. I threw a
that
couple
was you?
Dimes.
That, yeah, that was one of five. And no, we did a Kickstarter.
Okay.
For that.
And there are several cameo appearances of local musicians and music. Sunspot is featured, and Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. He plays a guard. Kyle Henderson from the producers is in this, and our own Terry Barr is a newscaster. Am I missing anyone?
Mike Rip actually is doing lead guitar on one of our songs in the soundtrack.
Wow. So all kinds of...
Yeah, trying to get the local music scene involved.
And then Steph Quinnell, I heard you took fight classes, and I heard other actors were taking a lot of fight classes to make this movie.
Yeah, so over at, Infinity Martial Arts near the west side, we actually held a lot of group practices and also some individual practices with Brandon Tracy. He's one of the teachers over there, or I forget what the word for the teacher is in...
Sensei? Yes.
Yeah, the sensei for that. So he was really great. A lot of his free time went into kind of taking us under his wing. So very appreciative.
Did you kind of take to it?
I mean, I would ask maybe TJ about that. Yeah. Taylor.
Well, I hear in the movie that you are the one who takes down Ty Christian.
No. Oh. She takes down Taylor Brzezinski.
Oh, Taylor Brzezinski.
Yeah, no, Carlos
Tucker. Well,
Taylor
had it coming.
Yeah, Taylor, he's huge. He's a huge guy. And their fight scene is just so good. We worked 8 hours, we shot, for a 2.5-minute fight scene.
Wow.
8 hours of shooting. And she was phenomenal. Taylor was phenomenal. We're so great.
Go ahead, Rocker.
I was just going to say, like, what's the, like, most interesting thing about filming a fight scene like that people don't know?
It's really more about selling it than throwing it. You really got to be able to do the reaction without actually getting hurt.
Okay.
A lot of
all
it
right.
is the coordination and being able to read each other. So I really found that interesting, who I blended well with in those moments and who we kind of collided with at times. So
did anybody get hurt on scene in the fight scenes? Like hurt, like majorly hurt? Not a
oh,
bruise.
No. Majorly, no. There's okay. always a few bumps and scrapes, yeah. but...
Because then you'd have to eat the victims.
In real
life. That's how it works, right?
In real life, are there real zombies out here? Is there, I mean.
We can't talk about that. We've been told we can't. Men in Black told us we can't talk about that.
They sign something that said they can't talk about it.
I'm not going to get like zapped here with a bright light.
They can only give us.
You wouldn't remember.
Could I please?
Some information you can share with us, though, is how we can all come see this movie.
So we're playing at the beautiful Overture Center, which it's just, I'm speechless, and that's rare for me.
It's across the street from us.
It is across the street.
I'm
it's a beautiful
looking at
building.
It right now.
We're in the Promenade Hall. You can get tickets if you look on jinxedfilms.com, JYNXED films.com, or just look me up, Robert Love on Facebook. You'll see me standing in front of Carmageddon. and tickets are $10 a piece, and we're selling them at the door. Come on and see us this coming Friday at 7:00.
It's a great date night movie.
It is.
Well, they say endorphins from movies like that actually can like make people think. I'm not even kidding. Like what they said in the movie Speed is true. If you watch it, that's why people like to go to scary movies for first dates, because they get that little zing between you.
Wow.
I appreciate the backup there, KJ. Thank you very much.
No lie, man.
Now, is the cast there? Will we be able to meet the cast?
Yes, the cast will be there. And afterwards, we're going to have merchandise, posters, and DVDs for sale, and they'll sign them. And if you're lucky, Steph will sign. She's a little particular about that.
Why is that, Steph? Why are you being particular? A particular
I'm
job.
Just kidding. She's not.
Oh, she okay. doesn't want you to make money on eBay off of her signature.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, too late. It's already happened.
Robert, congratulations to you. I know you've been working on. We've known each other for a couple of years now since the university studio.
Yep.
And I can't believe it's actually going to happen for you. You have to be numb with excitement.
There were times I didn't think it was going to happen, but because of actors like Steph and all the rest of the crew, the cast and the crew, we just kept working and working and working, and it took us 3 years, but gosh darn it, we did it.
Wow.
And thank you so much for supporting us with this.
You're welcome. Steph, congratulations to you, too. I know you've worked your tail off for this, and it's going to be fun watching your movie on the big screen while you're sitting there in the Overture Center.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of a dream come true. It's awesome.
That's great. Congratulations to you both. Once again, A Time to Die, the premiere is happening next week at the Overture Center. What's the website we can get more information on, too?
JynxedFilms.com. JynxedFilms.com.
I'm not sure if this is the right song, but I don't want to be a ghost.
Perfect.
I used to want to come back as a spirit and be in some romantic tragedy. I'd be Patrick Swayze and you would be my sweet Demi. But when I talk, you couldn't hear it. If I materialized, you couldn't see. How could I be happy without some sexy pottery? If we can be together, who wants to live forever? When you're just looking right through me. If I will always be lonely, there's no point in eternity when I can see you looking right through me. I don't wanna be a ghost, I just wanna be a man. I don't wanna hear my friends when I cannot talk to them. If I walked the earth as a phantom, I'd haunt every place we used to go. But what would I do with all these strangers in our home? And if every time my show was random, and I was just an orb in some photos, I'd rather be 6 feet beneath an old gravestone. What's the point of a soul? I just go to the light. I just go to the light. I just go to the light. If I can't see you tonight, then I just go to the light. If we can't make things right, then I just go to the light. If I'm out of your sight, I just go to the light. There's no reason to fight.
Fox 8 Radio. Radio for the people.
With Sunday morning sleeping in. Sunday morning sleeping in. And I can't remember the last time it's been. With Sunday morning sleeping in.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is new music out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, called Faded Places. The song is called Sunday Morning. Pretty cool. And the drummer in that band isn't also in Hijack, and we'll be playing some new Hijack next after 10 o'clock for Max Inc. Heavy. Live in the Lair with Linda and the Zeros is just around the corner. In the meantime, we'll do some Jaden James, and right now, Dana Perry. Everything is moving. Smacks Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I want to feel alone. Nobody but me. So I can feel connected. I want to set me free. We gotta touch ourselves so we can touch the world. That's what it takes. But moving on is hard. So let me cry it out alone. 'Cause when it happened, I was alone. I shut my eyes to it. Like this, it's no surprise.
way too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.